think that this kid should be given and what I want on this IEP.
Oh my God.
Exactly. And I'm saying, look at her socially. What is she doing? And they are just bound and determined that this kid needs to have early childhood disability services.
No, and, no, no. And that's a stigma. Let me tell you what happened.
I don't know how to explain this.
Okay. How to explain it?
Yeah.
there are none so deaf as those who won't listen, right? The explanation, I think, you can tell, if you want to insult the person, you can tell them there's literature to go look at. But I think you're right to point out the social context in which things are happening, and that multilingualism is different from monolingualism. So don't look at monolingual models to particularly in early stages of language development, to assess bilinguals or multilinguals. Just don't do it. They're doomed to failure. Okay? And don't speech path kids until they get to school. When they get to school, you will know if there's a problem, and it's not too late to speech path them, because if there's really a pathology there, it's going to be there no matter what. Okay? And so, I'll tell the story of my sister real quick, who was Spanish first. We grew up in Spanish and English, but my sister was Spanish first. And she got to school before I was born, and they would hit her every time she spoke Spanish. Okay, this was in California in the early 50s, okay? So they would hit her if she was speaking Spanish, or mid-50s, if she was speaking Spanish. And so what they wound up doing is sending her in the afternoon to speech path classes. And most of the kids there were actually developmentally disabled.
Right.
Well, what do you think that did to my sister, who was a perfectly normal, functioning, monolingual Spanish speaker?
Depression.
My sister, who has an IQ that's actually a little bit higher than mine, if you can believe that, because I have the highest IQ. No, she barely made it through school.
I would believe that.
We're fighting that in our school,
yeah.
Because right now it's like the easiest place to put the ZLL kids is in the resource room.
Yeah.
Oh, and I keep saying no.
No.
It's a detriment, but nobody, you know, they see a small group, one-on-one instruction, smaller.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah.
That's a wrong social context for them. It's going to be detrimental in the long run. And again, I think if you look at like Lucy Say's book, she touches on that briefly. Real readable book. It's like 90 pages long. I highly recommend it, about bilingual kids and bilingual education and that kind of stuff. Lucy, actually, it's T-S-E. It's actually saying Chinese, say, like that. Her first name is Lucy. It's published by Columbia Teachers College, Columbia Press, something like that. Real small book, 90 pages. Real, you can read it in the afternoon. It's a great book. Lots of references in there and lots of stuff. That's a good starting place. I would just hand people that book and say, here, read this first. Because the title of the book is, Why Don't They Speak English? That's the title of the book. It's a great book.
Okay.